living and dead who did these things, we dedicate this program,
The Dam Busters,
presented by the author himself, Paul Brickhill, dramatized by Maurice West, an Australasian radio production.
This is Paul Brickhill. Cheshire and Martin were tremendously excited at the success of the new marking technique. It meant that, despite the personal danger, the squadron's bombing accuracy would be enormously improved. The difficulty now was to persuade the brass hats that the danger was of little importance.
Yes, sir, I understand all that. But yesterday's operation proves at least partly that our ideas are right. No, sir, I don't agree. Martin's effort was a calculated risk, but it came off. Well, I'd sum it up this way. If we're going to mark accurately, we must be low enough to see exactly what we're doing. And I'm sure Martin is right when he says that flying very low, we're actually safer. No, sir, I can't find any way of marking accurately from medium level. Look here, sir, let's compromise, shall we? We've had one success. Give us another try at some lightly defended target. Oh, that's very good of you, sir. Well, I'm sure you'll be happy about it. Oh, yes, sir, we'll stand by. Goodbye, sir.
Well, what's the verdict, Skipper?
Okay, Mickey. But I had to talk my head off to get it. Cochrane's not at all sold on low-level efforts, but he's agreed to give us a go at another target, one with not too much flak around it.
I hope you didn't tell him too much about me.
As if I dared. He'd have had us both on the carpet.
It's hard to understand the Chief Skipper. Why doesn't he leave this sort of thing to us?
I can understand him, all right, Mickey. Cochrane's a man with a very deep sense of responsibility to the men under him. Oh, he doesn't show very much, he doesn't say very much. But every loss in the squadron is quite personal to him.
Oh, I hadn't thought of it that way. Well, he's met us halfway. We have to prove we're right this time. What's the target?
I don't know yet, Mickey. I couldn't even guess. But I'll give you a buzz as soon as it comes through. Your target for tonight, chaps, is here. Okay. Limoges.
Limoges, huh?
It's about 200 miles southwest of Paris.
Limoges? That's where the china comes from, isn't it? I remember we got some for a wedding present.
It's porcelain, you clot. And if you did get it, you're very lucky. But it's not the porcelain factory we're after. There's a big aero engine factory there. The Germans have taken it over. And strangely enough, it's not very heavily defended.
Mm, wonderful.
Now, as you can see, you've got a clear run in here, here. Oh, yes. And there are only light batteries around the works.
That'll make a nice change. I've been waking up in the night with pins and needles.
Well, there could be a dozen other reasons for that, Bob. However, there are certain other complications to make up for it. Chaps, this is Wing Commander Southby from Bomber Command. Headquarters particularly want him to give you this side of the briefing. Wing Commander Southby, gentlemen.
Well, as you've just been told, there are some very definite complications about this operation. In fact, I should tell you that when the target was first proposed, War Cabinet put a veto on it.
I thought they wanted to knock out all the war factories.
No, they do. But this factory is staffed almost entirely by French workers, men and women. Only the technicians and overseers are German. Well, in view of the already great sufferings of France, the Prime Minister is unwilling to sanction any operation which could cause loss of life to French civilians.
Well, didn't Napoleon say you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs?
Yes, I believe it did. You must understand I'm just passing on to you Cabinet's views on the matter.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Cheshire.
So far as the homes are concerned, I can promise you no damage will be done. I think I can guarantee on behalf of the whole squadron that every bomb drop will be dead on target. Is that right, chaps?
Yes, yes, sir.
It's better not promise too much, Skipper. Remember the Anthill Viaduct?
Oh, brother.
Well, that disposes of part of Cabinet's objection, but there is still the problem of the workers inside the factory.
Well, I'll take that one on myself. I'll be leading the operation. I'll go in first. I'll make 3 or 4 dummy runs low down over the factory to warn them what's going on. Then I'll give them time to disperse before I make my bombing run.
That sounds reasonable enough. But isn't it going to be a little uncomfortable for you?
Well, that's an understatement, if there ever was one.
Well, it's my own neck. If I don't object, I don't see why Cabinet should.
No, I think you've got a good point there, Cheshire. Well, all right, that's as far as I go. Under those conditions, I am authorized to permit this operation to take place. But I should tell you that you stand or fall on this operation. If anyone slips, 617 will never get another chance at France or Belgium. We'll make you guinea pigs over Germany.
Well, that's laying it on the line anyway.
All right, chaps, that's enough. We know exactly where we stand. I don't think we can ask anything better. We like to think that we're a crack squadron. It's up to us to prove it. Now then, we take off at 20-30 hours. Met reports indicate that the weather will be clear over the target, and it will be bright moonlight. As I told you, the flak will be light. There's another curious thing. In spite of what's going on there, recce reports show that the blackout is not being enforced, and that the factory is fully lit all night.
Wonderful.
So, don't let me hear anybody say he can't find the target. I'll be leading myself, and I'll buzz the factory 3 or 4 times before making the bombing run. Is that clear?
Okay.
Mickey Martin will take over as leader if anything happens to me.
Okay, Skipper.
Now then, take a look at your course. You cross the coast at this point, then change course to...
See it, Pat. Look, Skipper. The whole ruddy place is lit up. Looks like Dublin on St. Patrick's night.
Captain to bomb, Emil. Can you spot the factory, Pat?
Sure I can, Skipper. Rows and rows of lights. Buildings are quite clear in the moonlight. Just think of it, Skipper. All the pubs must be open and all the bars. And all the fine, lovely mademoiselles walking about. And we up here lonely in the moonlight.
Captain to bomb, Emma. You'll be 6 feet under the ground if you don't keep your mind on the job, Pat.
The girl, Skipper. The look. Uh-oh. Flat coming up, Skipper.
Captain to crew. I'm going in now for the dummy run. Gunners, see if you can do something about the flak. Give me radio, Whoppy.
You're on, Skipper.
This is Leader calling all aircraft. This is Leader calling all aircraft. I'm going in to make my first dummy run. I'll make 3 in all. Then the bombing run. Stand by to take over, Mickey. Over.
Okay, Skipper, standing by.
Captain to crew. Hang on to your hats, boys. We're going down to take some paint off the roof. Going down. Warning. All lights are out. This is the bombing run. Ready, bomb aimer?
Bomb aimer to captain. Ready, Skipper.
Going down.
up, skipper. Left a bit. Left. Right a bit. Steady. Steady. Bomb's gone.
Bang on, skipper, bang on!
Cut the chatter, boys. This is Leader calling all aircraft. Markers dead center. Bombers ordered. Come on in, Mickey.
Coming in now, Leader.
Watch him for me, boys.
I can see him, skipper. A beautiful run. Bomb's gone. Quick, go, skipper, right in the middle of your markers.
Good show. Nice work, Mickey. Come in, Ross.
Okay, Leader. Going in now.
All right, chaps. Let's do some add-ups and takeaways. Everybody home safely.
Yes, skipper, everybody home. And on time, too, for a wonder.
Any damage?
Not a scratch.
Have you all checked your aircraft?
Yes, sir.
All right, okay.
Oh, good show. Very good show.
Just one thing, skipper. I had a hang-up, as you know. I had to make a second run, but I got rid of the darn thing.
On target?
Bang on, sir.
All right, boys. We'll have a very nice report to put in to the AOC.
What about the War Cabinet?
Wing Commander Southby?
Well, all your reports indicate that every bomb dropped on the target. And as far as I can see, the War Cabinet should be as satisfied as I am. However, we'll have to wait for pictures in the morning.
I'd like you to give me a call as soon as they're ready.
Yes, I'll do that. And, well, good show, chaps. I won't keep you. You've earned your breakfast.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, that's all, chaps. Go and eat, and then buzz off to bed.
Oh, that's very good. We've got to enjoy
that this morning. Well, skipper, we did it.
We did it better than I ever expected, Mickey. Better than I ever expected, Mickey.
Mm.
Cochrane should be very happy.
Well, if he isn't, he's hard to please. Oh, boy, I'm tired.
So am I. But I think I'll ring Cochrane.
If you're going to do it now, I'll stick around.
Okay. Get me out, Chief Marshal Cochrane. Yes, please, as quickly as you can.
You know, Skipper, I've been wondering.
What now?
Well, after tonight's little effort, I'd like to have another crack at the Anthea Viaduct.
Mickey, you're a glutton for punishment, aren't you?
No, not really. It's just that the damn thing's been sticking in my craw. It's a blot on the squadron record.
Well, I'll talk to Cochrane and see what he thinks. Cheshire? Oh, good. Put him on. Hello, sir. This is Cheshire. Did I get you out of bed? Oh, good. I just wanted to tell you, sir, operation completely successful. No casualties. Every bomb dead on target.
In Italy, the Allies were preparing to break out from the Anzio beachhead, and the Germans were preparing to stop them. Trains carrying 15,000 tons of German supplies a day were passing over the Anzio Viaduct, and 617 was ordered to smash it. The Anzio Viaduct. Yes, this was the third time they were to tackle it. Cheshire was sure they could do it by employing Martin's new low-marking technique.
Yes, sir, I understand all your objections, but I do feel that we need some discretion in the matter. All right, sir, we'll leave it at that. No low level unless it's absolutely necessary. Yes, sir. Very good, sir. I'll pass that on to the boys. Goodbye, sir.
What's the verdict this time, Skipper?
Congratulations on the Limoges job, and we're getting another crack at the viaduct.
That's good. high or low level?
He's still not completely sold on low level, but he's left it to our discretion.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Mickey, he is right, you know. Intelligence reports indicate that there are 12 heavy guns and 8 or 10 light ones concentrated around that viaduct.
Hmm. With searchlights as well?
That's right. It's going to be a sticky one.
Hmm. There's another thing, Skipper. If we're carrying blockbusters, we'll have to refuel on the way. It's too far from Woodhall.
Cochrane mentioned that. We'll refuel at Ford, and after the operation, we'll fly on to North Africa.
Oh, good, sure. Be able to stock up with wine and fruit like we did before.
Always an eye to the main chance, eh, Mickey?
Why not? There's a lot of rough country in between. Well, come on, Skipper. Let's have something to eat and go to bed. I'm tired.
Give us a cigarette, will you?
Your target for tonight is the Antioch Viaduct.
Oh, not again.
That's right. You've had 2 cracks at it. Now you've got a 3rd chance. It's an important target since that viaduct is the main supply line for German troops in Italy. They've got our boys pinned down at Anzio. And there's 15,000 tons of supplies a day passing over that railway line, so you can see how vital it is to smash it.
What are the defenses like, Skipper?
Heavy, very heavy. You gunners are going to be kept busy. Your first job will be to douse as many of the searchlights as you can. As each man goes in for his run, the rest of us will have to draw as much of the flak as we can.
Look, what's the drill, Skipper? High or low level?
Low level. Mm-hmm. I'll go in first and mark for you. Then Mickey will follow. After that, the rest of you in order. Now, take a long look at your approach. You have to slide in here as you did before, and then...
Captain to crew. I've got to get past that flak, boys. I'm
going to dive steeply and see if I can get under the cone. Go for the lights, gunners. I'm going in now. Ready, bomb aimer.
Ready, skipper.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Now.
Mark has gone, skipper.
This is Leader. Marker's done. Bomber's ordered, chaps. This is Leader calling P. Popsy. Are you all right, P. Popsy?
We're hit badly, skipper. Two engines gone. Crew hurt. Over.
Can you make it back home, Mick? Over.
Not a hope, skipper. We'll try and make for the nearest friendly land. Over.
All right, boy. Good luck. Captain to engineer. What's our damage?
I was in the first fuselage, skipper. Tears in the leading engine port wing. How far? We're light on petrol.
The others must be too. We've been stooging around too long. This is Leader calling M. Mother. Come in, please.
Hello, Leader. This is Shannon.
What's happened, Davy?
Bomb burst all around the targets, skipper. No damage as far as I can see. Want me to go back for another look?
No, Davy. For Pete's sake, no. How's your petrol?
Petrol, low, skipper, low.
This is Leader calling all aircraft. Break off and go home. Break off and go home.
How's the lake, Witt?
it's stopped hurting now. It's just dead. So I've been taking a look at our damage, Skipper. Two engines completely gone. Fuselage torn open like a sardine tin. Can you get any more power?
I doubt it. She's climbing slowly, but that's the limit. She won't trim at all. What else?
Well, the floor's all smothered in grease. It's from the hydraulics. You can count them out. Air pressure's gone, too.
Yeah, I know. I can't get the confounded bomb doors up.
From here, a gas bottle seems all right. You'll probably be able to get your undercart and flaps down. But you won't have any brakes to pull up with.
That's ducky, that is.
I've kept the best bit to last. The bomb release fuses have gone for a Burton. And we've still got the bombs on board.